you this morning.
All right.
This is a brand new song I've never done before, so I'll be with you here this morning.
Bless the Lord. Yeah.
It's called The Goodness of God.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
I went and came out here just in time. My daughter's fixing to say.
Amen.
All across Kentucky, an empty chair, a place missing at the table.
Yeah.
Families suffer.
Yes, that happens a lot right there. It sure does. My God.
Bless the Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Bless you.
Oh, your mercy never fails me.
Bless you.
All my days.
Yes, yes.
I've been held in your hands.
Bless you, Rita.
From the moment that I wake up.
Yeah.
Until I lay my head.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, I will sing.
Yeah.
Of the goodness.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Woo!
All my life you have been faithful.
Bless you, Rita.
And all my life you have been so, so good.
Yeah, man.
With every breath that I am able,
Lord,
I will sing of the goodness.
Amen.
I love your voice. You are letting me through the fire and in darkest nights. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. In the goodness of God.
Yes, Lord.
And all my life you have been faithful.
Yes, sir, Jesus.
And all my life you have been so, so good.
Yes, yes.
With every breath that I am able.
Thank you, Lord.
I will sing. The goodness of God.
Amen.
Oh, goodness is running out. It's running out today. Your goodness is running out. It's running out today.
Yes.
My life lay down. I surrender now. I can hear you.
Thank you.
And all my life you have been so, so good.
Yeah. Good job, Aretha. What a song. Goodness of God leads men to repentance. Amen.
Is that too much echo for you, Rita?
A little bit.
Let me see if I can turn it down a little bit. There's so many buttons back here. Okay.
Testing. That's better.
All right.
Sound man, not here today.
No.
Bless the Lord.
This is one of my favorite songs here.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
There it is.
How are y'all, honey?
Without an end in sight,
yeah.
A morning shining bright for me away.
Yeah,
where the sweetest arms will last, all's forgiven from the past.
Bless you, Rita. Sing it. Here you sing it. Amen.
Yeah, I did.
Amen.
You know, I can remember Homer and Mary when they passed. What a long parade that was.
Amen.
And of course, they was leading them, and I think about that every time their granddaughter plays that sings.
Yeah. Amen.
Their daughter, you know, Carolyn sings that too, and I think about it when she sings it also.
Amen. Good job.
I'm going to lead it.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be short, just from a funeral home right here. That's it.
That's all right, brother.
I'm going to heal right there.
That's all right. We know one day we're all going to graduate. I never did like school.
Yeah, that's
right. I think we're in school, amen. I tell you, I hated every year of school. I couldn't wait to get out of school. And that's about like what I feel like right now. We get out of this life of heartache and disappointments and hurt and pain. Praise God, what a day that'll be. Somebody wrote a song, what a day that'll be.
Yeah, that's right.
And it will be a great day, amen. Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
Good morning, Sarah.
I thank the Lord for this many people being out on a rainy day. I don't know how many we got, but
we
got enough to have church, amen.
Amen.
And I want to also say I'm going to cancel the service tonight. Your preacher, I still ain't up to par. I'm in a lot of pain.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that in a complaining way. Mine's just light afflictions compared to what Jesus went through. But my left leg's still numb. My back is a whole lot better. My leg is a little better. But I'm hoping to be better myself next week. We made it through this week. And I believe I'll be better next week. We'll have Sunday night service next Sunday.
Brother Eddie, before you get ready to pray, Sarah and her family driving home. So remember them in prayer.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay,
we want to thank the Lord for Sarah and Patrick.
Yeah.
What a blessing they are. If Lucy been here, she'd probably sung this morning. But we're going to be taking our text out of Psalms chapter number 42, if you want to open your Bibles there. And I feel like I ought to go ahead and go to prayer. I'm like, Brother Ed, that might be an urgent matter.
Yeah.
Prayer makes a difference. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Calling upon your great mercies. Lord, I appreciate that first song Sister Rita sung there about Lord, your goodness. Lord, you're so good. You're so greatly to be praised. Your word says the goodness of God leads men to repentance.
Yeah.
We thank Lord for that, Lord. That goodness of God, Lord, you've been so good to us. And we pray, Lord, Father, your blessings, Lord, upon those that are here today. We pray for Brother Patrick, Sister Sarah, Lord, little Lucy, little Chase, Micah, Lord, they're on their way back from Indiana. Lord, give them traveling mercies. Get them here, Lord, safely. Get them here, Lord, speedily, Lord, that they might be able to get home, Lord. We pray, Father, and get a little rest for to go to work tomorrow. We thank you so much, Lord, for them. Lord, we pray, dear Father, for little Maverick. Lord, we've been lifting up prayers. Well, little Maverick, Lord, just to look at him, Father, we can tell, Lord, you're the only one that can intervene on his behalf, and I pray you will. I pray you raise that little young man up, Lord, make him a mighty man of God. May he have a mighty testimony for the glory and praise of God. Lord, may he be a minister of your word, and may he be a singer of your songs. We pray for little Maverick, Lord. We pray for little Eli. We pray for little Sarah that had a swimming accident, Lord.
Yeah.
Her friend accidentally, Lord, landed on her. We pray for her. Lord, we pray, Lord, Father, for Billy. Pray for Kevin. We pray, Lord, for Denise. Lord, these all need prayer. We pray for Sister Joanne.
Yes.
Lord, no doubt, Lord, would be here, Lord, if she could. Loves church, Lord. And Lord, she's home. And we just pray you'd send a blessing her way. Pray you minister, Lord, to her hurts. Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, for Bessie. Pray for Mitchell. Pray for Phyllis. Lord, all of them. Brother Mitchell went to the doctor about his kidneys, Lord, and got really some good news. We pray about that, and it might all work out, Lord. I pray, Lord, for Bessie's and Brother Mitchell's sister, Ruby, being a bad car wreck, really messed her up. Pray for her. Pray for Carol, Larry, Serenity and Levi, Lord, they're all sick. I got word from them. I pray for Dale that's in jail and his friends. He requested prayer this morning. We told him we'd be praying for him. And Lord, your word says, remember them are in bonds as being bound with them. Yeah. And them to have adversity as being yourself in the body. And we want to pray for him. And I pray, Lord Father, for all those, Lord. I pray for Mark and Kay and for Kay's sister. Pray for Lily. Pray for River and Lake. Pray for Kay's nephew. Pray, Lord, for Mark and Patty and Bonnie's mother. Lord, we thank God for Brother Mark and his family, Sister Bonnie. Pray, Lord God, you just bless all your children. Visit them, yes. Encourage them, strengthen them. Those that's lost loved ones, Lord, I pray you'd encourage them. Lord, help them to go a little further. In Jesus' name, we ask all these things. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 42. We preach from this text quite a bit, but I was stirred here Tuesday morning and convinced this is where the Lord wanted me to preach from today. Maybe just, oh, Brother Eddie, heck, I don't know. I'm just the messenger boy. I've said that many times. But the Bible here says, we're going to read the first five verses here. It says, as the heart, that's like a deer.
Yeah.
As the heart paineth after the water brooks, so paineth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God.
Yeah.
When shall I come and appear before God? And when you get older, that's a verse that's got more meaning. You know, you make it through the day hoping the Lord will come that night, and you have to go through another day.
Yeah.
He said, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? You know, this ain't heaven. A lot of people down here, let me say this. Their understanding of God is really bad. They're sarcastic. They don't even understand what they're saying or who they're talking about, but they don't mind saying, that there is no God. They say, sky fairy, a bunch of tales. But here the psalmist said, when I remember these things,
amen,
he said, I pour out my soul in me.
Yeah.
For I had gone with a multitude. Boy, that ain't talking about Landmark.
Wow.
We got a few, but praise God for them.
That's right.
But he said, I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise with a multitude that kept holy days. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see all the churches filled up.
Right.
Amen. There are a lot of them running pretty lean right now. We've got quite a crowd compared to some of them.
Yeah.
But he said, this is our text verse here. Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
Mm-hmm.
And why art thou disquieted in me? Now this is real important. Listen to this. Hope thou in God. Those four words.
Yeah.
I will yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. We'll stop right there. But I'm preaching today on hope in God. Brother Jerry picked up that first song there.
Mm-hmm.
And the first stanza of that song says, building your hopes on things eternal.
Amen.
And God is
Amen.
Eternal.
Right.
And it's one thing to have hope in something. I've had hope, in a car and it broke down on me. Brother Ed, his car broke down on him the other day.
Yeah.
And you can put your hope in a lot of things and they'll let you down. But the psalmist said, hope thou in God.
Yeah.
Sister Bonnie, bless her heart, she's always encouraging me.
Yeah.
She sent me this little card to cheer me up. You'll notice it's got the sun shining on it. But the very first word on this card says, hope.
Come on.
Hope you're having a hope your day is bright, your spirits are light, your heart is happy too. And on the other side, and I hope you know that someone somewhere is thinking warm thoughts of you.
Amen.
That hope. Man, I'm glad we got hope. Amen.
Amen.
I mentioned this in the Sunday school that Bill Gates went into a shopping mall and he handed out to 10 people $1 million each. 10 people got $1 million. But I'd rather have hope in God than have hope in Bill Gates' $1 million. I say that here today. I thought about that driving up here. What would I do if Bill Gates offered me $1 million? I'll have to admit, buddy,
I'll take it.
I would have to pray about it and say, Lord, is this your... I don't want it. What I'm saying is, I don't want to trust more in Bill Gates' million than I do in God's... God's goodness. You know, I appreciate Sister Rita singing that song about the goodness of God. God's been good to us.
Amen.
Oh my. I mean, He's been good to us. But down here, as long as we've got hope, we can go on in this life. You take away the hope from someone, and they will literally give up. I mean, they'll just, you know, the prophet Isaiah, there in 1 Kings, he said, I know better than my fathers. He said, Lord, take my life. He gave up. He ran low on hope. Right. But those that are saved have a hope that's an anchor to their soul that's both sure and steadfast. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 19.
Brother Andy.
Yeah.
I'd like to say something. I seen you smile when I said I'd take it.
Yeah.
I'd like to say something. I'd give it to the church. That's something that he wouldn't do.
I would too, Brother Ed.
he wouldn't give it to a church, but I would.
Let me elaborate a little bit on that word steadfast. You see, we that are saved have hope as an anchor of our soul that's both sure and steadfast.
Right.
Now, steadfast means it has something to hold on to.
Yeah,
I was down there fishing one day with my cousin, and I threw the anchor out because we was in a good spot and was catching fish, and I forgot to tie the anchor rope to the boat.
Yeah.
And the anchor done what it's supposed to do. It went to the bottom, but the bottom was further than the rope, and I watched that thing go down in the water, and all the hope of having that anchor that immediately left the scene. I mean, I'm sitting there, it's embarrassing. I thought, you big dummy, you forgot to tie the rope. I throw the anchor over, I'm looking at the depth finder, make sure we're right where we need to be. And then that rope went down that water, and I said, there it goes. There's another time we was down there fishing, and we was right on the spot. I had the anchor set. It was a lot of current, a lot of wind, and the anchor broke loose, and we drifted, and we got to where it wasn't catching nothing. Mitchell, I said, something happened. Pulled up and the anchor wasn't, it wouldn't hold it just straight down, so we went back up there, put it out again, fished a little longer. And then the last time I throwed the anchor out, and Brother Don, he got so steadfast I ended up having to cut the rope and leave it and come back out of the I mean, it got even something down there. I about sunk the boat trying to pull it loose. I mean, I'm a gun in that boat and I look back and it's plumb on the water. I just kind of eased off a little bit and I just cut that rope. I got it in the wintertime. This lake down here, they drop it in the wintertime, but that's what I'm talking about steadfast.
Yeah, right.
That last episode, that anchor was steadfast. Matter of fact, when I went and got it, one of the things on that anchor had like three prongs on it, had got under a stump and was in under the root, and the stump would have had to come out for that anchor to have broke loose. But speaking of rope, Rahab the harlot, she had a scarlet rope in Joshua chapter 2, verse number 15. And Brother Ed, she let down those two Hebrew spies that came to spy out Jericho.
Yeah.
She let them down out of her window by the wall of Jericho by this rope. And she asked those men for a true token of kindness because she showed them kindness in verse number 12. And Bonnie, you know what they told her?
Yeah.
They told her to bind that scarlet rope in her window, verse number 18.
Yeah.
Now, you talking about steadfast, I can just see Rahab the harlot here. I don't know if she used nails, screws, crazy glue, bricks, mortar. I just promise you this, that scarlet rope was in that window. They said, if that rope's in your window, you'll live.
Yeah, that's right.
And fellas, she put that thing in there. I mean, we're not talking about like just haphazardly. I don't know if she tied a sailor's knot to the table leg or what. But you look up at her window, there's a scarlet rope hanging in that window.
Yeah.
And that was her true token.
Right.
They said, if that's in your window, You'll be spared. And she fixed that in her window. And when they brought down the walls of Jericho, they brought out Rahab, her father,
yeah,
her mother, her brothers, and all of her kindred. Joshua chapter 6, verse 23. By the way, she's mentioned in Psalms chapter 87, verse 4. God said, I will make mention of Rahab. She's mentioned in Hebrews chapter 30, yep, chapter 11, verse 31. By faith, Rahab. She's mentioned in James chapter 2, verse 25. James said, you see how Rahab, by works that she did, saved her family. Mm-hmm. But that scarlet thread, that rope that she let those men down out of that window and that wall there, boy, that's all she had to have. You're talking about steadfast. Mm-hmm. As long as that rope was in that window, she is good. And we're talking about hope, thou in God. Mm-hmm. You know, she wanted a true token. That's what they told her. She did what she was told. Amen. King David, the Bible talks about him returning to Ziklag and it's burnt to the ground with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters have been taken captives. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 3, it says, and they wept and they wept until they had no more power left to weep. In verse number 4. Now, we're talking about hope thou in God. Now, David gets here late. Everything's burnt to the ground. His two wives are gone. All their sons, their daughters, everything they have is gone. They're not happy. Matter of fact, they said they even spake about stoning David. Now they loved David. And they were committed to him. But you know, they say blood's thicker than water. When you look around and your babies is gone. And your wife is gone. And your gold and your cattle and all the substance you had is gone. You'd be surprised how you'll think about people. They wasn't happy, Sharon. They spake about stoning David. And it says David encouraged himself, mm-hmm, in the Lord his God. You know, like I said, as long as you've got hope,
yes,
you can go on. Now, if it ever comes where there's no hope, I'll just tell you right now, you'll be like our Sunday school lesson. You'll be like Jacob, pull your feet up to bed. Mm-hmm. You'll give up the ghost.
Right.
I'm just telling you, you're not going to go too far without hope.
That's right.
But the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You know what he's thinking, Donnie? He's thinking, hold on a minute. God's still on the throne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God can still, he's a very present help in trouble. Yeah. And the Bible said he called for Urim and Thurim. That's a means they use to get in touch with God. Kind of like a cell phone nowadays. He called up God, Rita. And he said, God, you busy? And he said, no, I'm not busy. What's the matter? Mm-hmm. David asked this question, Carolyn. He said, shall I pursue?
Yeah.
Now, that means you got a little bit of hope, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he called up on God and said, shall I pursue?
Yeah.
You know what God's answer was? Pursue.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Funny. He said, you'll recover all. I'll tell you what, you know, I put some hope on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the dump truck load of hope. He said, pursue, and you'll recover all.
That's right.
Hey, you talking about getting your hump?
Yeah.
That's the kind of hope I'm talking about right here. When you're down and out, when it looks like it's hopeless and it looks like you're helpless, David here, he said, hope thou in God.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he says here, after they wept and the people spake of stoning him, then not only encouraged himself in the Lord, the answer was pursued, for thou shalt without fail recover all. In verse 19, you know it says, David recovered all.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
And Paul in Acts chapter 27, they wouldn't listen to Paul. He tried to get them to listen to him.
Yes.
Me and Brother Ed, we feel like it's sometimes nobody listens to us.
That's right.
We're old. But Paul had told them not to set sail.
Yeah.
They looked at him like a calf looking at a new gate and
yeah.
said, They're not a seasoned man. These men are seasoned. They know what they're doing. Mm. And they let loose and went to sailing. And the Bible mentioned about a storm called Euroclydon.
Right. Yep.
Now, that's kind of what's been hitting California down there, I think. I think they're about to get the message. They've washed all the bridges out. They've washed all the streets out. And you got earthquakes on top of that. And you're talking about a mess. But they brought that on themselves. If you know anything about California, I'm sure there's a lot of good people in California, and I want to commend them for it. But I'll tell you, they need to let that light shine a little more. They need to get some of them, politicians that's in leadership positions voted out, put somebody that's got some sense. But they've made a lot of bad decisions. And the Bible mentions in Nahum chapter 1, verse 3, that God has His way in the whirlwind and the storm. And God's having His way down in California. They're running out of things to blame, and there's only one conclusion. They need to get right with God. I pray for them that they'll do a Nineveh repentance from the greatest to the least and turn to God. But they didn't want to listen to Paul. And when they got in this storm, Euroclydon, they had done everything that they knew to do to somehow survive this terrible storm.
Yeah.
Right.
These were seasoned sailors. This is something, you know, that they knew what to do. But even though they knew what to do, what they did didn't work.
Mm-mm.
And it said in verse number 20, then when all hope that they should be saved was then taken away, they's ready to listen.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what that next verse says, Brother Mitchell? It said, then Paul, after a long absence.
Yep. Amen.
They ain't looking for him. They're trying to survive a storm.
That's right.
Paul's got some hope, Rita.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what he's doing? He's down below the ship down there talking to God, Brother Donnie. And long absence. I don't know how long that was, Brother Ed, but it was long enough.
Yeah, that's right.
He came up with some good news. He came up out of there and he said, sirs, be of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He said, for the angel of the Lord stood by me and told me that we're all going to survive. We're all going to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said, be of good cheer.
Yeah. Amen.
Now these guys looking around at all the elements and all the waves and the wind, and they're thinking, we're going to listen to him now.
Yeah, that's right.
So he told them to take bread and eat. And Paul said, in the presence of them all, he gave thanks to God.
Yeah.
Break that bread and gave them something to eat. And that they were encouraged. They were, matter of fact, they was feeling pretty good.
That's right.
Right.
And they're listening to Paul.
Right.
Then you got a bunch on there like these soldiers that think they've got a better idea. Well, wait a minute, it was the sailors. Yeah. The sailors have got a better idea. So they get a boat and start letting it down at the side of the ship, and Paul says, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. That soldier went over there with a big sword, Brother Ed. He cut the ropes
on that boat.
You talking about, buddy? They said they's going to listen to Paul this time.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a good thing they did because they did all survive. I think it's 216 of them.
Yeah.
And every one of them survived. But the reason they survived was because one man had some hope, and one man offered some help, and they finally listened to that one man, and God had told him they would all live. They'd all survive, verse 24. And like I said, they started listening, and they took that bread that he gave thanks over, and they did eat, and they were in good cheer, verse number 36. But you know what else they had? They had some hope.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what Euroclydon means. I just know I'm a land lover. I've been out there on the water before when it got rough. I can remember when Daddy had to hold the boat at a certain speed.
Mm-hmm.
If you let off of it, water started coming over the front of the boat.
Right.
And if you gave it too much, it started bouncing up. And we had to maintain a certain speed. We were just going in between the waves. We'd go, always looking at the shore. We just want to make it ashore. And you know what to do. I'm looking back there in the motor, plumb underwater. Here we are trying. I mean, I've been in some small storms. These guys were in the rock of dawn. I'm telling you, buddy, it come time, even though they might not have had no hope in God, they was getting ready to get some, amen. Paul went downstairs, and he started lifting up prayer, and the angel was God. His angel was, Paul, be of good cheer. God's going to save you and all those in the ship, because he had to appear before Caesar and Rome. Yeah. And that's the reason they were spared. That was good enough for Paul. Yeah, that was good enough for them. Yeah. And he got them to the shore.
Even though
the ship was destroyed.
That's right.
Those that could swim. Right. Yeah. And those that couldn't got on a piece of the ship. Yeah. And they all made it to shore.
Yes, they did. Amen.
We're all going to make it to shore.
Amen. Amen.
When we get there, Brother Ed, we'll be leading the parade.
That's right.
Somebody wrote a song, some out of this, some out of that. I can't remember the song. It's real faint in my mind. Some through the storm, some through the fire, some through the... I don't remember the name of the song. That's what we'll do. We'll get up there and say, praise God. Hope got me here.
Man.
I stayed on course. Like I said, a lot of churches right now are struggling.
Yes, they are.
A lot of preachers right now are struggling.
That's right.
And the psalmist said, not just hope. I remember I had an uncle, and he had hope in a little old pill.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't good. I remember reasoning with it. I fasted for my dad, but while I was fasting, I was praying for my uncle, Donald Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Matthews had cancer. And as I'm praying for Donald, wouldn't let up. Seemed like the Lord put in my heart to go over and see him. So I drove into town. He's out there in the front yard, and he's talking with his neighbor. And I got out as normal, just kind of interrupted them. And I said, Doll, I've been praying for you. And I really believe if you just bring your situation to the Lord, he'd help you with it. And his neighbor said, Doll, this young man's telling you the truth. That's what you need to do. Doll told him and me this. Still haunts me to this day. He said, no, they've come out with a new pill. And I'm trusting in that new pill. I was his pallbearer, I think, within 2 weeks. Can you imagine standing before God and say, I was trusting in a new pill?
Yeah.
And with medicine today, who knows what we're taking? I know, buddy, Donnie works in medicine, and they keep him going. They run him to death. But, you know, don't put your trust in a pill.
That's right.
Don't put your trust in a procedure.
That's right.
The psalmist here says, hope thou in God.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you can truly cast your cares upon Him.
Amen.
Because He cares for you.
Amen.
Psalms 55 verse 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord and He'll sustain thee. Right now you got people so desperate. They're breaking into stores and just taking items off the shelves.
Amen.
They're stealing cars. Mm-hmm. They're stealing, breaking in people's houses, stealing valuables.
Yeah.
It don't sound like they got a lot of hope in God.
Right.
Like I said, talking about Bill Gates handing out 10 people $1 million, I thought about what would I do? Would I hope in God? Or would I take that convenient... You know, that'd probably be the worst thing happening to anybody, to be honest with you.
Right, yeah.
Not because of Bill Gates. Just to be honest with you. Money ain't everything.
No.
And I believe it was a proverb that said, give me neither riches nor poverty, feed me with food convenient for me, lest I take thy name in vain.
Yeah.
And you know, we just need to learn to be content.
That's it.
You don't have to be rich,
yeah,
but you need to be content with such things as you have. Me and Donnie, we're always looking at these old cars. I told him, I said, that ain't nothing but eye candy. We don't need it, and therefore don't even look at it. We try to put the blinders on, but it don't work. I said, you see that 72 Chevrolet truck? He said, I look at every time I come through here. That's just us. But godliness with contentment's great gain.
Yes. Yes.
If you can learn to be with content,
that's right.
If you can learn to be faithful with a little, God can make you master over much, but
Amen.
If you can't be faithful
right.
a little,
right.
don't expect ever to have too much. But if you are going to spend money, spend it on something worthwhile. Like me and Brother Donnie tried to help out Ashley yesterday and took her some food, took her some furniture, trying to, you know, be a blessing. And, you know, that was worthwhile. That was something that we done that was worthwhile. They was in need, and you know, we helped them.
Yes, thank
and I tried to help Brother Jerry and Sister Carolyn with the van, and got them a little bit of heat. Be honest with you, just be honest with you. Just do what you can with what you got.
Right.
Don't get to looking too much over the fence at the green grass. Somebody said there's probably a septic tank underneath it anyway. Learn to be content.
You're right.
Remember this. Hope thou in God.
Yeah.
This year is going to be a troublesome year.
Yes, it is.
You know, when eggs are $10 a dozen, yeah, it's going to be a troublesome year. They're just trying to find ways to gouge you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I mean, a gallon of water is $1.65. I'm sitting there thinking, you know, water's pretty much free. It must be the container. I don't know. But as everything's going up, price of heaven's still the same, still free to all. Still offered to all. God didn't turn no one away.
Right.
He said, all that come to me, I'll no wise turn them away.
Amen.
Still free. All the things of God are free.
Thank you, yes.
But as this world gets worse and worse under the end, hope thou in God.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the thought for today. Lord,
yes,
I certainly, Lord, needed to incline my eyes and my mind,
yes,
to the fact, Lord, you supply our every need,
yes,
out of your riches and glory. Lord, you said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you.
Yes.
Lord, you said, he that keepeth us neither sleeps nor slumbers. We can sleep, not worry. We can, Lord, trust you and, Lord, put confidence in you. You will never fail. Lord, you'll never forsake us. Lord, you're forever with us, blessing us and helping us. Help us, I pray. Dear Father,
yes,
in Jesus' precious name, to be like Rahab, have a true token,
yes,
and hold it dear.
Yes.
Lord, to be like David, to say, I need to get in touch with God.
Yes.
Or to be like Paul, to slip down below and pray. Lord, dear Father, help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, like this, everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry, Sister Sharon, maybe a verse of invitational hymn. You may not need to do a thing, but if you do need to do something, we'll give you opportunity here to do it. It's a pretty good church. I'm not worried about nobody.